大家下午好 Good afternoon， 欢迎大家来到恩泽教会，让我们一起来敬拜我们的主，我们的神，也欢迎在网上的弟兄姐妹朋友们。宣召经文诗篇十九篇七到十一节 Psalm 19:7-11。耶和华的律法完美，能更新生命，耶和华的法度可靠，让愚人有智慧。 The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statute of the Lord is trustworthy, making wise the simple.
耶和华的法则公正，使人充满喜乐。耶和华的命令纯全，让人眼目明亮。The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are revealing, giving light to the eyes.
要以纯洁的心敬畏耶和华，直到永远。耶和华的法令可靠，全然公义。The fear of the Lord is pure.During forever, the decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous.
这些比纯金还宝贵，比蜂房的蜜更甘甜。They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, the honey from the honeycomb. 你仆人从中受到警戒，遵守的人必得大赏赐。By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward.
好，请大家起立。Please stand up. In moment like this, 这美好时辰，我们唱两遍。第一遍是中文，第二遍是英文。献上我们的感谢，用我们的心，用我们的心灵，用我们的生命来回应你的爱。主啊，在大地干渴的时候，你用那宝贵的雨水来滋润它；在我们心灵干枯的时候，主啊，你的灵，你的话语来浇灌我们，来赐给我们生命。主啊，我们感谢你，尤其是在这 在这圣诞的佳节，主啊，我们感谢你降世为人，给我们带来那永远的盼望，让我们在这黑暗的世界里能够被召唤出来，成为那光明之子。我们以上祷告祈求奉我主耶稣的圣名，阿们。好，请大家请坐。 Be seated。 第二首诗歌，我在这里敬拜。
就出现。
时间交给文琴分享。
Let's read the Lord's Prayer in Chinese and English. 我们一起来朗读，主祷文，英文的跟中文的，我们先读中文的祷告文，我们一起来读。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Let's read again in English. Lord prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done.Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Scripture reading is in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10.读经经文是在以弗所书第二章八到十节。Let's read it also in Chinese and in English. Let's in Chinese first. 先读中文。以弗所书第二章第八节，请。
你们得救是本乎恩，也因这信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。这是神所预备我们同行的。
In English.
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork.Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
好，谢谢 ，Thank you。先把时间交给长老。
让我们低头祷告 ，Shall we bow our head and pray? Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, Lord. You are our good Shepherd.We come before you, we witness you, we come to worship only one true and living God. We are so blessed in this darkness world, you are the light of the world, so that we can see your way, your will, and the purpose of our living here. And we give thanks to you throughout the year.You have given us protection, guidance, provision abundantly. And drawing to the end of the year, we can only say, give all the glory and thanks to you. Because you are the one worthy. You are the one that control the whole universe. Lord, we pray to you that...Our church made an offer for a new property, for a new location, but still in the process, we don't know the answer yet. Even we should know about it a week ago, but the answer we got was we will have to make a counter offer. We believe that you have your own way. You will show your will to us.We need to be patiently waiting, and we ask your guidance on this. We all in one heart, one accord to pray to you. May your name be glory and your people be blessed, that we will have your own location, church to worship you. But anyhow, we give thanks to you. We have this location. We can still honor you, give all the praises. Dear Lord, we pray for those who are sick, especially for our pastor and his wife. They are infected by the COVID. Even though they're in the recovery stage, let them be recovered speedily so that we can worship you, serve you together. And some other brother and sister in Christ that we don't know, they are infected. We ask your healing upon them. Oh Lord, drawing to the end of this year, and we're looking for a new year. And in this time, we are in the process trying to nominate new deacons. And may your will be upon those who love, has heart to serve you. And we will all have one accord to support them. And Lord, guide our church in New Year and during this Christmas season, that we know we think that you, the only one, come down from heaven to the earth, not to be served, but to serve us until you totally sacrifice yourself, die on the cross. Let us know the meaning of Christmas. Let us know that Christmas is bringing good news to those who are lost. May your name be glorified. Today we ask you to bless your servant who is going to proclaim your word, and the one who is going to interpret, so that all will be in one accord, in one spirit, and we will get equipped, we will get nourishment, edified, and we will have a new strength, living life to walk ahead. And we ask your spirit cover over us here, so that we all feel that we didn't waste our time. We really get nourishment for this new week, for our life, whatever we will encounter. We pray this in Jesus' name. 主啊，我们感谢你，在这个年终的时候，我们来思想主你自己的作为，真的是我们要献上感谢，因为你是世界的光，你打开了我们的眼睛，使我们可以看见这真光，明白这真理。主啊，真的是在这个时候，我们切切为我们够堂的事物，我们仰望在主的恩手。虽然我们就应该听到结果，但是我们所知道的就是我们还要等待。主啊，在这一件事上，我们众人都齐心，我们都献上进食的祷告。你知道，主你也明白，但是我们相信你的旨意，你的道路是最美好的，同时也感动卖方，因为我们的存在是要传扬主你自己的圣名。教会的存在，尤其在过圣诞节的时候，你来到地上，你不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，以至于死在十字架上。主啊，让今天主你自己的仆人来传讲信息的时候，洁净我们，光照我们，装备我们，使我们重新得力，走这个礼拜的路程。主啊，我们在这里也特别为我们的牧师师母我们来祷告， 他们得了新冠，但是在休息中已经渐渐的恢复，也快要好了。也有其他的弟兄姐妹也得了新冠，也主一样的医治临到他们，垂听我们的祷告，使我们在这里敬拜满有主你圣灵的同在，满有主你话语的指引，献上祈求祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。 We're so glad we have Pastor Jim among us, and we're going to hear his preaching, and Opal will do the translation.
Thank you, Tim. Well, there's one thing I've noticed about Tim, and that is he can go up these steps faster than I can.
可以看到长老走的步伐，爬这个楼梯比我爬得快。Well,
I just want to say Peggy and I are grateful to be here.
我只想跟大家说，就是我的妻子Peggy跟我，非常乐意，非常高兴跟大家在这边敬拜。And
I'm especially grateful for Opal to translate for me.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Opal. Thank you. Well, a message from our teachers in China, they are safe, but sometimes they are under lockdown.
我参与的机构宣教机构，他们有一些老师在中国，那有些人呢是被要隔离，那所以我跟大家分享一下他们的情绪。We
have 12 teachers teaching Chinese students college, and 6 are teaching from the U.S. and 6 are in China.
我们有12位老师，6位在中国，个人亲身教导，然后6位是在美国远程教学。Well,
Peggy and I, because of the prices and the COVID and the time we need to take an hotel, I don't think we're going to get back to China anytime soon.
因为疫情的关系，或者隔离的政策，一些很不方便，所以近短期之内，看样子我跟我妻子没有办法回到中国去。But
we stay in touch with our Chinese friends, many of them house church leaders, and we're grateful to be able to communicate.
随时都跟我们这些在国内的老师联络，有些是家族教会的领袖，所以我们从不会失去联络。So
what I thought I'd do today is take the entire book of Galatians and give it to you in one message.
我今天想借着整本加拉太书一本书，然后可是只有一个信息要跟大家分享。
So we will be serving dinner at 5 o'clock. No, I'm just teasing. Galatians has often been called the Gospel of Grace. And we're going to find out a little bit about the location and what Paul is doing here. The first arrow, that is the province of Galatia. And on Paul's first missionary journey, they visited the churches, or he founded churches in the southern cities of Galatia. Names like Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe, he planted churches. And Paul went back to the church at Antioch and told them all that God was doing among the Gentiles. So they were planting churches made up of Jews that came out of the synagogue and also Gentiles who were coming to Christ. So Paul went back then to visit the same churches on his second missionary journey.
In the second missionary journey, Paul went back to visit the same churches on his second missionary journey.
And then as Paul went over to Greece, down to Corinth, back to Ephesus, something happened to the churches.
保罗到西亚，到安提亚，到以弗所的时候，然后再回到当地的教会的时候，有一些事情发生了。Some
of the younger Jewish Christians were feeling that the Gentiles and everybody needed to stay connected to the law of Moses.
因为有一些年轻的犹太教徒，虽然他们是信奉了耶稣，可是他们要求一些外邦人遵守一些律法。
So Paul was concerned, of course, that they were neglecting their salvation by faith and now feeling they had to stack laws on top of that.
保罗是非常担心，因为就怕这些信徒不会坚持因信称义这个主要的信条，而把一些旧约的一些律法加在他们的身上。
Now some of those laws included circumcision for the Gentiles.
在一些他们所谓的那个旧约的律法呢，要求这些外邦人受割礼。
There were also dietary laws, not only what you couldn't eat, but they shouldn't be eating Jew and Gentile together.
像一些旧约的律法规定，他们是洁净的律法，他们吃东西的时候不可以跟外邦人一起。The
laws included the keeping of holy days like the Sabbaths and the new moons and all of the festivals.
像他们所遵守的那些旧约的律法，像是礼拜六的时候，他们安息日的时候，或者是一些旧历的那些月朔日，他们都要遵守。
Now, friends, all of this happened within a year after Paul left them for the second time.
这些按照旧约律法来要求这个新的教会的那个信徒的，只是在保罗建立教会一年之内就发生了。
So I'm going to divide this message into two parts. First of all, it's the Judaizers' arguments. And then we're going to look at Paul's arguments. The Judaizers have three arguments. Paul is going to give them seven. So the first of the Judaizers' argument is Paul is not an authoritative figure and he should not be trusted. They were saying that Paul is a Pharisee, but not only a Pharisee, but a renegade Pharisee who has left the law.
他们控诉保罗是一个法利赛人，而且是极端的法利赛人，所以他不能够不遵守律法。
Besides, how can we trust his message?
可是我们怎么能够相信他所提倡的言论呢？
It's not in writing anywhere.
而不是任何在旧约律法所书写下来可以看到。
I mean, Galatians is one of the first letters of Paul, so where is Paul getting his authority?
所以保罗在建立这个加太教会的时候是第一所教会，所以他没有任何的文字书信可以证明所。
So they're saying Paul cannot be trusted.
所以他们说，犹太人说保罗是不是权威人士，不可以相信他所说的。
Their second argument is that the law of Moses came after God's promise to Abraham.
他们的言论就是说，摩西的律法呢是在神给亚伯拉罕的应许之后所颁布的。
So let's look at what we have here with a map.
我们看一下这个地图。
Abraham receives his message from God, the promise, while he's up north in Haran.
亚伯拉罕在这个两河流域北边所接受到神所颁布给他的应许。And
the message was, Abram, pack your bags. I'm going to make you a great nation with lots of people, and through you all the nations will be blessed.
神给他的应许就是说，亚伯拉罕起来离开乌尔，然后我要应许赐给你子孙。
Abram didn't know where he was going, but he started packing. We read he believed God and it was counted as righteousness to him. When you believe what God did through Jesus on the cross, that's righteousness to you that's given by God. But then Abram moved down into the land of Canaan. God said, you're not going north, east, you're going southwest, you're going to Canaan. Now in Canaan, Abraham's starting to wonder, how am I going to have a nation? We have no children. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, but let's look at some dates. Abram receives God's promise earlier than 2000 BC. But then the Exodus from Egypt and the law was given in 1446. So here's what the Judaizers are arguing. They're saying, hey, listen, God gave the promise to Abraham, but wait a minute, the law came later and that's what we really need. Now you can already guess one of Paul's arguments. I'll give it to you. Well, I'm going to wait. Let's just realize that's the date the law came after the promise. Okay, so Judaizer argument number three. All of us, but especially the Gentiles, like all of us here, need the law to help restrain evil. We all need the law, they would say, so that none of us can stray on the path of unrighteousness. Well, let's look at Paul's letter. Why was it written? To defend his authority, to denounce the Judaizers by destroying their arguments. Paul was realizing what he needed to do was to defend the truth of the gospel by having good arguments. So let's just go ahead and kick this off then and look at Galatians chapter 1, 1 and 2, and then we're going to look at 6 and 10. Now let me read, we'll just do the first two verses. Paul, an apostle, which means a sent one, not sent by men. In other words, the apostle Peter didn't say, okay, Paul, you're supposed to go to the Gentiles, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me into the churches of Galatia.
使徒做使徒的保罗不是犹太人也不是希腊人特别是像彼得说他来到这里是要自己来的吗而是保罗这边说乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的神和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太教会
Now look at Paul's shock here. I am so in verse 6. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
保罗这次到加拉太教会的时候，他非常非常的惊讶，因为他从第六节他就说了：“我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。”This
is one of only a. This is one of only a few of Paul's letters where he doesn't commend the church for doing good. He's saying, "I'm amazed that you're doing this." Now the real message of the gospel was read just before my sermon.
刚刚我们看到所读的圣经的经文，引用的经文。And
Paul presented that message of the gospel clearly to both the Ephesians and the Corinthians.
那个信息在以弗所书，刚刚我们读经的经文里头特别清楚，给他们的信徒读的。It's
by grace through faith and not by works.
因为救恩是因着信，也不是出于自己，乃是神的恩典所赐的。
God saved us by His grace with the intention that then we would perform good works. So let's pick it up in verse 7, which is really not another gospel. In other words, they're preaching a gospel of faith and works. Only there are some who are disturbing you and they want to distort the gospel of Christ. I want you to realize how quickly evil can come into a church by false teachers and get people on the wrong track. Verse 8, but even though we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
第八节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们不同，他就应当被咒诅。There
are religious groups who claim that they've received a message from an angel, and that is contrary to what Paul is preaching.
很多的宗教领袖，他们自称从天使得到一些信息，他们以为这个就是福音，结果他们全部都把信徒带偏了。Verse
9, as we have said before, and I'm going to say it to you again, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed. And he's saying, for now am I seeking the favor of men or of God, or am I striving to please men? If I were trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
第九节，我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人心，还是要得神心呢？我岂是讨人喜欢吗？若人就讨人喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。So
this is what Paul has heard. He was either in Corinth or he was in Ephesus, and he had heard that there were people coming in trying to get them back under the law. Let's get into then Paul's very first argument that he received the gospel from God. So let me read verse 11. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel that was preached by me is not according to man. I didn't receive it from man, nor was I taught it from man, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
第七节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Now comes a beautiful testimony, friends. I mean, this is special. For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism. I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure, and I tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond my contemporaries, among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions. But when he who had set me apart, even from my mother's womb, had called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood.
接着在第十三节的时候，保罗就做了一个美好的见证，讲了他自己。第十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行事，是怎样极力的逼迫、残害神的教会。我又在犹太教中，比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与血气的人商量。
You know Paul's story, conversion on the road to Damascus.
您大约也知道保罗去大马士革的路上。
Paul would die to defend that conversion by Jesus Christ. And friends, you and I take our stand on Paul's theology that he received from Christ. Paul did not get it from Peter or the other apostles. Paul said that he took some time after his conversion and he met with God down at Mount Horeb in Arabia, and he took the time to see what God was revealing to him. And there are times when you and I also need to take some quiet time and just to listen to God speak to us. His second argument, it's by faith that brings righteousness. Now look at chapter 2, verse 16 and 21. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, since by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
第十六节，第二章第十六节，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了耶稣基督，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法称义。
Being justified is a legal term that means we are made right with God.
称义这个字眼其实就是一个法律的一个名词，因为我们信了神之后呢，我们可以在神眼中看为正，看为义。
When the Lord sees repentance and faith in Christ, he lifts up his gavel and he puts it on the bench and he says, justified, you are now made right with God through your faith.
只要是我们你我在神面前承认耶稣是我们的主，自己是罪人，然后神就是像在法官上的法官一样锤子锤下来说，是的，你们已经能够在神眼中称为义了。
Look at verse 21. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly.
二十一节特别说到，我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
Friends, this is a great witnessing tool right here.
各位朋友们，这一句话，这个信息实在是我们能够为我们的信仰辩护的一个词语。
If you've got friends who are loosely connected with the church and they're trying to earn their way by good works, then just ask them this question, then why did Christ have to die? This is a foundational argument for Paul. If you could be saved by being a good person, then Jesus did not have to die. Chapter 3, verse 1, look at how he talks to them. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was crucified? Hey Galatians, this is what I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things, persecution, if indeed it was in vain? Paul's trying to get them to wake up so that they would not have their salvation in vain by adding works to it. Look at this, verse 5. Does he then who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you, do you do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? And now Paul goes back to the father of our faith, Abraham. Unless we miss it, the father of our faith too in Christ is Abraham, 4,000 years ago. Verse 6, Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel before to Abraham saying, all the nations will be blessed in you.
正如亚伯拉罕信神，正就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就亚伯拉罕的子孙第八节，并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。Amen.
Thank you, Opal. Let's look at number 3. The law of God did not eliminate the promise given to Abraham. Genesis chapter 15, 5 and 6. This is when the promise of a child was coming. And God took him outside and he said, now look at the heavens, count the stars if you're able to do it. And he said to him, so will your descendants be. Then he believed in the Lord and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
第十五章第五节，于是神对亚伯拉罕在外边说：“你上天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”第六节，亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华是以此为他的义。
So here's Abraham. He's got no heirs. Pardon me, he has heirs, one person we'll talk about, but he's got no children.
在这个时候亚伯兰并没有子嗣。
And our Bibles say, so shall your descendants be.
可是圣经上特别在讲说你的后裔。
But it really says, your descendant be.
也会说到你的后裔将要如此。
We'll see in a minute that Abraham, or God's telling Abraham about a person, so shall your seed be, not your seeds.
我们以后就会看到，这边讲到是亚伯拉罕的后裔是一个单数，而不是众多多数的后裔。
Galatians 3, beginning at 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak in terms of human relations. Even though it is only a man's covenant, yet what has been ratified, no one sets it aside or puts conditions on it.
加拉太书第三章第十三节说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信的得着所应许的圣灵。弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的违约，
So here's what Paul is saying. Abraham's promise came in 2000 BC. The law came in 1400 BC.
保罗在这里特别提到，就是两千多年前亚伯拉罕得到神的应许，然后1446年，然后埃及那个在西乃山，摩西的律法被颁布。
So the law came later, but Paul is saying, look at your Old Testament. Can you find one place where God says the promise is no longer in effect?
虽然那个摩西被神颁布律法的时候，那个时候是在1400多年前主前，但是有没有任何一个地方说这个已经是废除了神的应许呢，或者是废除了神的亚伯拉罕的应许呢？
Just because the law came later doesn't mean that the promise is no longer in effect. It is still in effect.
虽然律法在亚伯拉罕得到应许之后，但是并没有任何地方提到这个律法已经被废除了。
Besides, I think we all know today why the law was given, because it was a school teacher to help to bring us to Christ.
因为这样的话，很多老师可以把人们带到基督耶稣面前。
It shows us how far we have fallen from where God wants us to be.
很多地方我们都远离神所希望我们能够成就的地步。
You can even just start with the Ten Commandments, and we don't even live up to our own commandments that we might impose upon ourselves.
讲到摩西律法的时候，十诫的话，我们没有一个人能够遵守，完完全全遵守十诫，能够得到神的喜悦。
So the law did not eliminate the promise, friends.
所以律法，摩西律法并没有废除亚伯拉罕所得到的应许。
Number four, God promised the seed, not seeds.
神应许的子孙是一单数而非众子孙。
Verse 16, now the promises were spoken to Abram and to his seed. He did not say and to seeds as referring to many, but rather to just one, and to your seed, that is Jesus.
16节，神所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指的许多的人，乃是说你那一个子孙指的一个人就是基督。
The interesting twist is that the descendants, if we're talking plural, they're talking about all those who come after Christ, all those who receive the gospel.
我们谈到众子孙是讲到你我能够接受福音而成为神的儿女的时候，我们就成为众子孙中的一位。
So verse 17, what I'm saying is this, the law which came 430 years later does not invalidate a covenant previously ratified by God so as to nullify the promise. For if the inheritance is based on law, it is no longer based on a promise, but God has granted it to Abraham by means of a promise.
所以我是这么说的，神预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，将应许归于虚空，因为成就的产业若本乎律法，就不应该应合乎应许，但是神是借着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕的。
Go ahead and look at Paul's fifth argument. The law had a specific purpose. Verse 19, why the law then? It was added because of transgressions, having been ordained through angels by the agency of a mediator until the seed should come to whom the promise has been made.
第十九节，这样说来，律法是为什么呢？原是为过犯添上的，等过那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且只借天使经中保之手设立的。
So what's Paul saying here? He's saying people sinned before the law, but now we're going to make it specifically a sin if you do that. Now they know they're breaking the law.
在律法还没有设立以前，人们犯罪的话是因为不知道律法，现在有了律法之后，人犯罪的时候，我们就知道我们所犯的罪，然后保罗就让大家明白这个分别。
Verse 20, now a mediator is not for one party only, whereas God is only one. Is the law then contrary to the promise of God? May it never be. For if a law had been given which could impart life, then righteousness would indeed be based on the law.
第二十节，但中保本不是为一面做的，神却是一位。这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若成传一个能叫人得生的律法，义就承认本律法了。
So let me ask you, if you were a good law keeper,
假如说是你守法
before you came to Christ, did that impart life to you?
假如说是你在接受主耶稣成为基督徒之前，你是非常守法的人，然后
Paul is so clear. Life does not come from the law.John writes that Jesus came to give us life. There is no life in the law, friends, and you need to tell friends that if you're witnessing to them and they're trying to earn righteousness some way. Life does not come through the law.
假如说是你要向你一些很守法的一些朋友们做见证的话，请你指出来，遵守律法并不能得到永生。
Look down at 23. Before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up.To the faith which was later to be revealed. The law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we're no longer under a tutor, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
但这因信得救的理还未来以前，我们被看守在律法之下，直宣到那将来的真道显明出来。这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
Thank you, Opo. Let's go down to Paul's sixth argument, two to go. The law is rooted in Hagar the slave. So let's have a little history. From the book of Genesis. Abraham did not have an heir.
亚伯拉没有子嗣的时候
and he's getting into his 80s.
他已经80多岁了
and God promised that he would be a great nation.
那时候神也耶和华已经应许他会有一个大国
So Abram and Sarah make an agreement that Sarah's maid, the Egyptian slave Hagar, would bear Abraham's child.
所以他的妻子撒来那时候跟亚伯拉做了一个决定，将撒来的 使女埃及的这个女仆嫁给了许给亚伯拉罕。
So Abram had relations with Hagar, and they gave birth to a son, Ishmael. And for the next 14 years, Abram and Sarah thought that Ishmael was going to be the heir. Now Abram's 99 years old. And the angels come and say, at this time next year, Sarah's going to be pregnant, have a baby, and all that stuff. They could hear Sarah laughing from inside her tent. Abraham was kind of, you got to be kidding me. And it happened. And it was happened because of God's promise. Isaac came as a result of a promise. Hagar came as an extension of the flesh. So let's look at chapter 4, verse 21. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, do you listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the bondwoman and one by the free woman. I'll stop right
there. 加拉太书第四章二十一节，你们对律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。
But the son of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh. But the son of the free woman was born through a promise.
23节，然而那使女所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
He's going to give us an allegory now, speaking, these women are really two covenants, one proceeding from Mount Sinai, bearing children who are slaves. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children.
在二十三节说，然而那使女生的是按着血气生的，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的，这些都是比方。那两个妇人呢，就是两个约，一个约呢是出于在西乃山生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲两个字呢，是指的在亚拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。
But the Jerusalem from above is free.It's not a slave. Verse 28, and you, brethren, like Isaac, are children of promise. But as at that time, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, so it is also. But what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman will not be an heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, are we not children of a bondwoman, woman, but of a free woman?
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。当时那按着血气生的，是逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和她儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
Thank you, Opal. Let's look here. Abraham had two sons. Abram's wife was Sarah, and Sarah's maid was an Egyptian slave named Hagar. Ishmael was born to Abraham and Hagar. But Isaac was born to Abram and Sarah, the child of promise. Here's Paul's argument. Paul says that a slave woman proceeds from Mount Sinai, where the law was, which ties to Jerusalem, and the ethnic Jews in Jerusalem are all slaves to the law. Paul is using an allegory now. He's picturing Hagar with Mount Sinai where the law was given, and now Jerusalem where they are bound to the law. Here's Isaac, the child of promise. Those who are in Christ are children of God's promise to Abraham. That's Paul's argument about the analogy or the allegory of Mount Sinai versus the promise. His final argument, the Holy Spirit within us restrains evil. Verse 13 of chapter 5, for you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word in the statement, you will love your neighbor as yourself.
第五章第十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召需要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
In the big picture, in the new covenant, we have just one commandment with two parts. Love God and love your neighbor. Now, if you obey those laws, you will not commit all the things in the Old Testament under the law. Lying, stealing, cheating, adultery, what have you. If you love your neighbor, you will be fine. You don't need any more commandments. All of the commandments in the New Testament help support what it means to love one another. Ephesians 4, don't let any unkind word proceed out of your mouth. Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another.